Hello, friends, and welcome to the Everyday Truth Podcast with Kurt Skelly. Our purpose is to show that the Bible is relevant to your life every single day. And we're glad you joined us here for the conversation as we journey through the book of Acts and learn that true faith leads to action. Now, let's hear what Kurt has to say.
And welcome back, my friends, to today's episode of Everyday Truth. Looking forward to, Lord willing, finishing chapter number 24. What an exciting chapter it's been. It's all about the trial at Caesarea. We've heard from the prosecution, we've heard from the defense, and we've heard from the judge. And really, the trial has been paused as Felix is looking for more witnesses, especially this Lysias, who is to come down and speak to the issues that have been raised. We're in verse 23. So Felix commanded a centurion to keep Paul. So Paul is going to remain under arrest, but it's not a jail arrest. The Bible says that he's to have liberty and that he should forbid none of his acquaintance to minister or to come unto him. So Felix really is a fair man. Paul, I don't want you going anywhere. You know, we won't put the electronic ankle thing on. But Paul, you know, I want him to be able to live a life. And there are people in town that know him. There are fellow Christians that love him. And I want him to have at least a measure of freedom.
And as you read this, Pastor, it makes me think that Felix cannot believe what Tertullus said about how bad they say Paul is. Because if Felix really thought that Paul was that kind of pestilent fellow, seditious, causing problems, trying to destroy things in the nation, the kingdom, that Felix would certainly have curtailed his liberty somewhat. But he's basically giving him free rein. Hey, you're the centurion, you're with this centurion, but let him take people in, let him talk to them, let him go about his daily life and have some freedom, as you mentioned.
And remember, my friends, another factor that's at play here is the fact that Paul has invoked his Roman citizenship. And that's what stopped Lysias dead in his tracks. This is a Roman citizen, and Felix knows this as well. So, hey, we're not going to allow this rabid group of extremist Jews to trample upon the liberties of a freeborn Roman citizen.
For sure. As you mentioned, he is a Roman citizen and he is innocent until proven guilty. Paul, as a Roman citizen, has some great freedoms and great rights, and Felix wants to make sure they do this in a proper way.
So Paul has liberty to be able to continue his ministry somewhat. He's going to be influential here in Caesarea. I can picture Philip's daughters coming and bringing him a care package. I can picture believers in Caesarea being taught and instructed by him and him doing daily Bible studies. Really, what you find in the Apostle Paul's life is wherever he is, he just uses that venue to advance the gospel.
And as you mentioned before about Caesarea, if Paul is going to be in prison anywhere for any length of time, the ideal place in Israel to be in prison, to have access to people from all over the world back then, would be Caesarea, a very metropolitan area, people moving through there. And Paul had the opportunity to have a great influence for Christ there in this great city.
Not only was it an opportune place from the standpoint of the gospel opportunity, but man, it's just a great place to be. It's on the seashore. The weather is perfect. It's God has him there, and this is not a negative. This is a positive. Remember, it was from prison that the Apostle Paul reminded the Philippians, "Hey, God's at work here. Don't be sorry for me." Caesar's household is hearing the gospel. It was in prison that Paul and Silas sang and the Philippian jailer was saved. Good things can happen in prison. Paul said to the Philippians, "I know how to be abased. I know how to abound everywhere and in all things." So Paul just understood that you can't control circumstances, but you can control your attitude in them.
And I love how Paul will continue to give us a good example of how we ought live whenever we're under persecution. You know, it's no fun to be under arrest, for sure. But as you mentioned, Pastor, Paul is faithful in speaking about Jesus Christ. We've seen this happen in Paul's life many times now. He doesn't let adversity pull him down and make him bitter. He uses the adversity to take opportunities to follow Christ and preach Christ.
He said, I am bound, but the word of God is not bound. And sometimes God uses circumstances in our life where we are bound. You know, our mobility has been hindered. You know, our potential opportunities and our mindset have been curtailed. And yet it's in situations like those that God, who is the Lord of his harvest, sometimes trumpets his word most loudly.
I think of so many great Christians I have known who faced cancer, have been in the hospital, but they've kept an upbeat attitude. They've had faith in God that this is happening for a purpose, and they've been able to influence doctors and nurses for Christ.
That's a great perspective. Think about Dietrich Bonhoeffer and just the influence he's had upon Christianity, none of which could have happened were it not for these trials and imprisonments and tortures and persecutions.
Yeah, I think there's so many Christians throughout history who have given us examples and shown us how we don't have to live under the circumstances, but we can have joy in God in spite of what's happening. And God can use us often because there is suffering and hard times.
Look at verse 24. And after certain days, when Felix came with his wife Drusilla, which was a Jewess, he sent for Paul and heard him concerning the faith in Christ. So it just proves the MO of the Apostle Paul that in that trial, he got the gospel out. And Felix saw something in his demeanor. He saw something in his words. He saw something in the strength of his message. And Felix said, there's something about that guy. So his wife, Felix's wife, is a Jewess. So no doubt they had conversations. Honey, I met this guy on trial. You know, I want you to meet him. There's something to him. And they have a genuine interest in the gospel.
It does remind me how that Paul's demeanor and Paul, the way he handled himself, opened up more opportunities. You know, I can well imagine if Paul would have come and would have been some angry man shouting things, being hateful, he would not have had this opportunity. But because he does have genuine love for people, has a heart for truth, Felix could see that, as you mentioned, and this does pique his curiosity, and he brings Paul back now to have an opportunity to speak more on this matter.
Spirit fullness. When a person is full of God's Spirit, he loses sight of himself and begins to see the people around him. Trials can make us very selfish. So in this trial that the Apostle Paul defended himself, if we're not careful, we'll look at it as our only concern is, hey, this isn't fair. I have been unjustly accused. This isn't right. I'm defending myself. This is a miscarriage of justice. But Paul, he did defend himself. There's no doubt. But Paul saw the bigger picture. There are people on the sidelines of this trial that need the gospel. And I love what you said a moment ago, John, that you know, even in physical illness, yeah, we go to hospitals and we go to doctor's visits and we go to checkups and all of that. And yes, we ought to be concerned about our health and people are praying for us, but there are people on the sidelines of our illness. You know, that nurse, you know, that doctor that need to see Christ in us. And Paul was doing this.
You know, I think, Pastor, as you mentioned, it's so easy for us to focus on ourselves and to have an inward look rather than looking out at people. And I think, you know, Paul has, you know, he has said, I'm a Roman citizen and I have rights. And yet Paul did not make that his chief issue in life. He used that as a tool to help him have opportunities to minister effectively for God. And sometimes if we're not careful here in America, you know, we have great rights as American citizens. And sometimes if we're not careful, we can make our rights our main issue and not realize that that is something God's given us to use as a vehicle to serve God more faithfully.
And it's not always our liberty that is the greatest vehicle for the gospel. Sometimes it's our confinement that offers the greatest vehicle for the gospel. Look at verse 25. So Felix and Drusilla now are meeting with the Apostle Paul. And as he reasoned of righteousness, temperance, and judgment to come, Felix trembled and answered, "Go thy way for this time. When I have a convenient season, I will call for thee." So this is a very famous verse in the Bible about somebody who's apparently under conviction. I mean, you talk about conviction. It's moving him physically. He's trembling. And yet he doesn't make a decision in the moment for Christ.
I think how sad. You know, Felix knew that Paul had something that he wanted to know more about. And I'm sure the Holy Spirit convicted Felix of what Paul was saying, that this is truth. But Felix is just not going to make a decision now. And how sad that is in his life.
Perhaps the greatest sin when it comes to the gospel is the sin of procrastination. Not even outright rejection, because sometimes the people that respond vehemently and negatively are people that are more readily saved in the future. I think about the Apostle Paul himself, but just this idea of, wow, that makes sense. I agree with you. Just not today. I'm interested, but that's a dangerous place to be.
It is a dangerous place, Pastor. And I think if how Satan uses that in the lives of people that don't know Christ, I think if how Satan used that tactic in our lives as believers to say, oh, just put it off. You know, it's not that. Yeah, it's important, but there are other things more important. Delay it. You don't need to decide right now. And people just put it off till sometimes there's no more time to make a decision.
Right. Good application. Look at verse 26. And he hoped also that money should have been given him of Paul, that he might loose him. Wherefore, he sent for him the oftener and communed with him. So Felix really wanted a way out. He wanted to be able to say, but Paul wasn't going to do that. Paul wasn't going to bribe him. Paul wasn't going to, maybe the kind of the MO of the day was, hey, listen, just pay this fine, and we'll call it even. Just, hey, plead guilty to this lesser offense and we're going to let you off. But Paul understood that, no, the truth is at stake here, and I'm not going to settle the truth for even one dime.
It does remind us about the integrity of standing for truth and how that Paul did that in our lives. We're called to do that. No matter what may happen around us, we have to stand for truth. We don't change what we're doing just to make our life easier if truth is involved.
Verse 27, but after 2 years, so that's a big gap. So here's Paul languishing in this holding cell for 2 years. Now, how did the trial progress? What did Lysias say when he came down? The Bible doesn't tell us any of that. But it says in verse 27, after 2 years, Porcius Festus came into Felix's room. And what that means is Festus now takes over for Felix. He's the new governor. Willing to show the Jews a pleasure, left Paul bound. So Paul is there, and maybe his hopes of getting released upon the change of authorities, because Felix is keeping him there, because Felix isn't getting a bribe. But now that Festus comes, maybe Paul is thinking, well, now I'll get out. But Festus just wants to be a politician, and he leaves Paul right where he is.
You know, I see how that both Felix and Festus, they're politicians. Yes, Felix had the wherewithal to realize the Jews were not right, and yet he was a politician, and he did not want to decide the matter on the truth. And Paul's stuck here. And we would say, you know, how sad for Paul. But as you mentioned many times already now, Pastor, in this story, Paul doesn't lose heart. He keeps preaching the gospel. As long as he has breath, he knows he can tell people about Christ. And Paul does have a great ministry here.
It seems that all of these Roman officials, whether it was Pontius Pilate, whether it was Felix or Festus to come, their whole MO was, we just want to placate. Let's find middle ground. Let's try to make everybody happy. And of course, we know at the end of the day, when you try to make everybody happy, you make nobody happy. and somebody just needed to stand for the truth. But as you said, John, God's using all of it. The truth is not going to be squelched, and the Apostle Paul is God's going to use all of this, as we will see, in a huge way for the gospel. But that's all the time we have for today, my friends. So thanks for joining us. Looking forward to jumping into a brand new chapter next episode. Hope you'll join us. God bless, my friends.
Thanks for taking time to listen. If Everyday Truth matters to you, go ahead and subscribe to the podcast or share it with a friend. Until next time, God bless.